quiet just for even but a few minutes. And that's how I'm affected by the family disease of alcoholism. And when I was 17, I met my husband. I should have known there was something wrong with him because my dad liked him right away. And that like never, ever, ever happened. And we went on this date together with this other couple. And up until this point, I'm just dating little weenie pen. I'm a straight A student in school. I learned early on, do what the Sarge tells you to do. Do it to the best of your ability. You know, I'm in every club in school, I have some office, if I'm not president or secretary or treasurer of every one of them. You know, and I know it's because I just don't even want to be home. That's what that's all about. And, you know, and you have to get straight A's or you're going to answer to the sergeant. You're going to get your ass whooped pretty good if you don't. And so I did all those things. And so all these guys I'm going out with are the straight A geeky dudes, you know, and stuff. And then I meet Butch, and he's like several years older than I am. I was 17. He was 24. You know, he'd been married once before, back living with his mom and dad, which should have been clue number two to me that was something wrong with them, but that went right over my head. And we go to this liquor store, and we went bowling first, and then we're going to go back to his house, and we stopped at a liquor store. And he asked me what I would like to drink. Well, I am 17 years old, and there are rules and laws in the state of California about the drinking age, and I proceed to tell him, you know, that I am an underage minor, buddy, and I know he heard what he still hears today when he doesn't want to hear what I'm saying. He heard blah, 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 blah. Because he went in and got a gallon of Red Mountain wine, if nothing else to impress me with his wine knowledge, I guess, because I don't know nothing. And so we go back to this house, and we're with this other couple, and we're going to play a game. It's a legitimate game. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. It's called Pass Out. You could still, like, buy it on eBay and all that kind of stuff. And it's a legitimate game. It had rules. I read them all. I don't drink because it's against the law for me to drink. But, you know, I have a lot of rules and regulations. I just do. It's just my life. It's how I am. And if you're going to hang out with an alcoholic, you have to shift those rules and regulations all the time because they don't have any rules and regulations. So another rule that I have is I must win every game I play, you know. So I had to win this game, and the only way to win a drinking game is to drink. And I didn't even have a half a glass of that god-awful wine. And I won the game because that's what that was all about. But guess who drank all the rest of the wine? You know, guess who drank all the rest of the wine? And I'm here to tell you, even now when I think about our very first date, I can't tell you what a fabulous, wonderful, fantastic time I had. It was just so much fun, easy going. And, you know, and believe you me, I'm a list maker. You know, I am. And I've got a list about what my life is going to be. And I am 17 years old. I'm telling you, the house I'm growing up in, you can cut the hate in that house with a knife. My parents despise each other. There is just, I mean, it's just a fear-based place where we live. And believe you me, I've got a list about what my life is going to be like. And I'm going to marry a guy, and he's going to love me, and he's going to love our children, and we're going to have like 17 girl children, you know. I mean, I don't, you know, that's going to be all girls. And he's not going to drink. Because I know that the problem is my dad's a drunk and a mean drunk. I'm not going to have anything to do with that. And now here I go out with Butch on this first date, and he's obviously drunk, but he's, you know, just drank all this stuff, but I'm having so much fun. He's just so easy going. And this is where I will stand toe-to-toe with any alcoholic when it comes to rationalization and justification, because Al-Anon's just as good as anybody else. You know, and so again, information from nowhere lands here becomes fact for me, because I just decide, you know. See, where my dad gets drunk and he just wants to hit you and yell at you and make you feel bad about who you are, when Butch is drinking, he just wants to kiss you and hug you and tell you how pretty you are. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I can work with that, okay? That's got potential written all over it for me, you know? I mean, and we love potential, as you have heard already shared, you know? We just love that. And so Butch and I started dating fairly exclusively from that point on. It wasn't easy for me to date Butch because he couldn't remember my name. But you can't let a little thing like that stop you from going out with an alcoholic. Like, that should be the hardest thing, right? You know, and he would call me all the time, Lorraine, Lucerne, all kinds of crap. He knows my name now pretty good, but back then he had a hard time with it. And I know my name is different. It is weird. And I always like to share the story about my dad, because my dad named me Larsine. Because like I said, he was very, very unhappy. I was first born. I was supposed to be a boy. It was a huge disappointment to him. But because I was first born, he named me Larsine, because my dad was extremely proud of his Scottish heritage, and he told me that Larsine was the name of a town in Scotland. And I should always be extremely proud of that. And I always have been, because I've been taught since I can remember that I have to be very, very proud of my name. And after my dad's died a little while and I got curious, I'm in Al-Anon about Larsen, Scotland. So this is